like open doors. Leading you down into my core, where I become so
top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Hopefully, I've made it clear the point. In the first hour, I didn't mean to do it over the course of the entirety of the first hour, but as I said, RBN is a listener-supported network, and your help is vital and essential, so it's much appreciated. Enough said, right? Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Some of the news of the day. You know, I really don't think that we should get away from the Seth Rich story. And so many things dovetail into that story. We'll talk more. It seems like Seth Rich is sort of the epicenter of a confluence of scandals. You know, you have Debbie Wasserman Schultz stepping down in scandal. You have Donna Brazile. And remember when Don Lemon rebuked, oh gosh, what's her name, the CNN contributor who was let go, basically. She was, you know, called a Trump surrogate. But she was rebuked by Don Lemon for suggesting that the WikiLeaks publication that showed Donna Brazile was, as a CNN contributor, sharing questions with Hillary Clinton, leaking questions to the Clinton campaign in advance of the debates. Don Lemon sharply rebuked her for suggesting that was possible. No. She doesn't work for CNN, and except she did. She was a CNN contributor, and that information isn't shared, except it was. So where's Don Lemon's apology? Where's CNN's apology? Where is the overwhelming bulk of mainstream society's or a mainstream press's apology to the Trump organization when Donald Trump is proven right again and again? They keep calling his claims outlandish and preposterous and ridiculous and all kinds of things. But when he's proven right, like the spying that has been shown and proven to be true is much broader in scope and more shocking and overwhelming than what he suggested, which is interesting because he's a reality TV persona and has a flair for the dramatic and sensational. By nature, So where are those apologies? It's completely one-sided. Anyway, you know, you have Seth Rich. There are so many the more you look into it, the more strange things get. Debbie Wasserman Schultz steps down. Donna Brazile steps in, and she's disgraced in what she did. You know, Robert Creamer, he is disgraced and resigns. And by the way, Robert Creamer, according to the White House visitor logs, was at the White House the same day and time as Joe Capone, the manager of the bar that Seth Rich was last seen at. What was that all about? 4 days before Seth Rich was killed, murdered, assassinated, I would say. Robert Creamer and Joe Capone were apparently at the White House, same day, same time, July 6th. And then Robert Creamer, according to the White House visitor logs, was back 2 days after Seth Rich was assassinated. He was back on July 12th. That's, again, weird. Creamer was, according to the White House visitor logs, he showed up at the Obama White House no fewer than 340 times, 45 of those to see none other than B.O. himself. So that's interesting. The police chief, I forget her name, but the female police chief, D.C. Metro chief of police, resigned a month after Seth Rich was murdered. And that was weird. The new guy is weird. That's weird. It's interesting. Like I said, Seth Rich seems to be kind of a confluence of scandals, or the epicenter of a confluence of scandals. Obviously, you have, you know, the Clinton camp, and there are other, you know, the FBI not investigating. There's the CrowdStrike nonsense, the Fusion GPS nonsense that all kind of swirls around the DNC. Think about it. You know, we hear that Seth Rich was a staffer, but he was more than just a staffer. He was, I think he had a pretty good working knowledge of a lot of things. He was obviously a tech guy, and so he probably knew quite a bit, I would speculate. And then, you know, there are other deaths. Sean Lucas is one. Maybe we'll touch on the process server in the DNC's lawsuit, Bernie Sanders' lawsuit. Whatever happened to that? You have, and there are multiple lawsuits you don't hear about. Again, same thing, the Bernie Sanders lawsuit, the fraud lawsuit there. Speaking of Sean Lucas, the I think it's a defamation suit. Judge Amy Berman Jackson just tossed out the Freedom Watch founder Larry Klayman's case against Hillary Clinton on behalf of the families of Ty Woods and Sean Smith. Klayman plans to appeal, but I think that's a defamation suit. So there's that suit, Larry Klayman's suit, and there is, again, I mean, what happened to the Bernie lawsuit? There's Jared Beck's lawsuit, Jared and his wife over at Beck and Lee, down in Miami, Debbie Wasserman Schultz neck of the woods. There's their lawsuit, and you can go to Twitter, and I think the hashtag is DNC fraud lawsuit for more on that. Several lawsuits concerning the DNC, and you don't hear about these. Meanwhile, everybody's talking about Russia, and every story you look at, there's nothing to it. Nothing. They're not using the word anonymous anymore. They're just saying sources now. Sources say. Because, you know, people are wise to the anonymous nonsense. Anonymous sources. Sources close to, okay, well, what are their names? Even Donald Trump has said, okay, just only print the stories with named sources, verifiable, credible sources. There would be no stories. on this Russia nonsense. If there is something to it, great. But as I keep pointing out, I don't choose sides. I'm trying to call out corruption in every corner, and I think again the Seth Rich murder would prove, if the facts were able to come to full light, that there is corruption and collusion, and it is nonpartisan. You know, some have astutely observed that if the DNC corruption runs as high and as deep as it seems it does with the Seth Rich scandal, then you would think the Republicans would just destroy their opposition by calling for an investigation. You have a Republican-led Congress. Why not just make the opposition blow away overnight with a thorough investigation? So why would you not want to do that? Other than perhaps maybe you wouldn't want to be implicated yourself? Just a conjecture that some have made, but it's interesting. So I'm just merely trying to call out corruption in every corner, and not in glasnost fashion, but I keep saying we got to go back past the administrative fourth branch and the formalizing of it back in 1946, back past 1871 even, as even the Senate report 93-549 that was published by or produced by the Senate Committee to Abolish the National Emergency back in 73, I want to say, it even pointed out that things have changed dramatically since the days of Lincoln, the Reconstruction in particular. 1871 was really when the big shift took place formally, so to speak. And then there's that peculiar phrase that I always mention, 1875, the case Farmers and Mechanics Bank versus Deering, which included the phrase, decision, opinion included the phrase, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, which is weird. The state has a balance sheet that it issues rights from. So people that say, you know, is health care a right? They don't understand what they're talking about. Which set of rules are we playing by? So don't come into a chess match or a Go game trying to think that you're going to play checkers. It's not going to – you're going to get hurt. So which set of rules are we talking about when we ask that question, is health care a right? Which it's in the Bill of Rights. Which Bill of Rights are we talking about? Because remember, Senator Pat McCarran said on the Senate floor in 1946, the Administrative Procedure Act is a Bill of Rights. And he meant that very literally, by the way. For the hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs are controlled in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. Now I ask you today, whose affairs are controlled by agencies of the federal government? Do you really have access to the Constitution, or have you contracted that access and access to the common law? Because as Lee Brost has pointed out, the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins case overturned the precedent of really, you know, from the founding of the Republic, so to speak, forward to that moment when the Supreme Court ruled that there is no federal general common law. You have no access to it. Why? Because through the FDR era in particular, these social welfare programs offered a multitude of ways by which and through which to contract with the federal government, the administrative branch, formally now it's known. And in so doing, there are strings attached. It's a different set of rules, which is where that peculiar phrase comes into play. Think about it. The phrase is, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise, which is bizarre. When the state creates rights in individuals against itself, you get national health care. It's a right. National health care is a right, which is why I say repeal it all. Teddy Roosevelt, the New York Times even noted back in, what, 2007 or 8, the run-up to Obamacare, that Teddy Roosevelt ran on his platform included a national health care plank back in 1911. It took 100 years to shove that boot down America's throat. I think it should just go away. We're better off without it. Yet we hear all of the clamor. Of course we do, because we can't get rid of it. But when the state creates rights like national health care and individuals against itself, and again, how can the state issue anything from a balance sheet that is it is created by the people, according to the our founding documents? But I digress. When the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts. And it may withhold all remedy. Think about that. No access. Again, read William Willoughby's Principles of Judicial Administration, published, I think, back in 1919, 800-page Bible on the administrative state. Over at the Institute of Government Research, which became Brookings, funded by the same old bad guys. Anyway, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide administrative remedy exclusive. However, the state national health care. You know, people are getting obese because they're eating GMO food products that have been sanctioned by the FDA. And, of course, glyphosate and other chemicals that destroy the body are in there. Glyphosate has a very insidious and pernicious sort of effect on the body. But people are getting obese. We have all these health problems. And so the federal government, through national health care institutes, mass vaccinations. Why? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy for fatness and health problems in this case. Morbid obesity and other health problems that MIT research professor Dr. Stephanie Seneff says all of the major health concerns tie back to glyphosate. But when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, like national health care, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy like mass vaccinations, because if we give you a shot, maybe that'll adjust your system to combat the morbid obesity and health problems that glyphosate causes. How could they do that? Well, however mistaken its exercise, oops, sorry, and that killed you faster, but really there's no apology. So that phrase means that when you sign your Social Security card or your driver's license or any other document provided by a federal agency, there are strings attached, and it's that, the 14th Amendment gateway, so to speak. You are now a United States citizen in that administrative context. And that operative phrase applies. That's how they get you, as the phrase goes, as the saying goes. Anyway, enough about that. Let's move on. Stuart Varney mentioned Mario Savio this morning Ironically, I've been thinking about Mara Savio recently, too. We'll talk more about that and lots more when we come back. Stick around.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Go to the phones here in a second, but you know, people will ask with that all in mind, so what do you do? But Chris, what do we do? I mean, what do we do without our programs and so forth? Grow a spine and say no. I don't agree with the whole resist and push back and stuff. You know, if you look at the Luddites or the Mennonites or the Amish or whatever, they're not pushing on anything. They're just living their lives and trying to insulate themselves, so to speak, as much as possible from the insanity of the civilized world. It's the most uncivilized civilized world, who knows, perhaps history has ever seen. You know, when you look at the collapse of the Greek and Roman empires, what we have happening, for example, these assassinations, Sean Lucas, Seth Rich, and all the other folks, that piece that True Stream Media did last summer, 5 deaths added to the Clinton body count. Remember when those sheets were circulated among folks when the Clinton scandal, you know, which scandal? When the scandals were being investigated, Ken Starr was, you know, deposing witnesses and so forth, and lists of body counts would just be dropped randomly on people's chairs. We're in an age now in America where the corruption is so overt, just right out in the light of day, that it would seem impossible for us to retreat from utter collapse and suicide as a society, which is very unfortunate. So what do you do? Well, Sean Hannity's been tweeting the Stop the Scalpings project. Stop the Scalping, Stand with Sean are a couple of the hashtags. Media Equalizer is the website, and he had those folks on, I forget their names, on yesterday's broadcast, which is, you know, speaking of Sean, last, what was it, last Wednesday, a week ago today, Sean Hannity did a broadcast, another broadcast, where he was just reiterating the Russia nonsense is nonsense. Here are the clips from the intelligence community. Here are the clips from the hysterical Congress, the congressmen and women, the senators who are forced to concede that there is no evidence of collusion. Regardless of all of the nonsense. And so he does that. Then he tweets after that broadcast on the he tweeted, "Uh-oh, my annual in caps Memorial Day long weekend starts now in caps. Destroy Trump, conservative media breathless coverage starts. Did Hannity do last show?" That was a tweet around 8 o'clock last Wednesday. And so he didn't host the rest of the week, and back this week. Last night he had these folks on, but he's been talking about how the advertisers during his broadcast have been attacked. He's tweeted about that, talked about it on his show. And all of this came about when he started talking about Seth Rich predominantly. So is it that easy to get Sean Hannity kicked off the air? And don't get me wrong, he doesn't get everything right, as has been discussed on this broadcast. There are a number of things that I would take serious issue with that he has discussed, but the Seth Rich thing, I think, is a noble cause. That issue, trying to bring the issue to light. So he had these folks on, the Media Equalizer folks, Stop the Scalping, Stand with Sean. I hope that's one of Martin Niemoller, doesn't it? And if we were smart in America, and if this really is a new McCarthy era, George Soros would be the first target of a congressional investigation, wouldn't he? We'd get smart like Hungary and Russia and other countries that have kicked, I mean, Hungary, Soros's native Hungary, kicked his network of propagandists through the Open Societies Foundation network out of the country. So did Russia. Russia seems to be pretty smart on that stuff these days. Remember, I told you last year that they were booting all of the U.S.-based software companies like Microsoft and many others, opting for in-house systems, so to speak.
And at 42 years old, I suffered a heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Back. Speaking of Sean Hannity, you know, so again, what can people do? Well, we can all grow a spine. We can stand up and not with a Marxist raised fist, you know, not the fight, not the resist, not the pushback nonsense, because all of that is advocating violence, however subtly or implicitly. Not like that. Just take a stand. Kind of like, I would say, and there are numerous examples, but I'll just say kind of like the World War II generation did at certain moments. There are stories of how, you know, towns would go full fascist, and the World War II folks in particular would basically say, that ain't happening. They would take a stand. There were lines they were not willing to cross, thankfully. They were beguiled, just as every generation seems to be. but there were lines they would not cross. And it seems there is no line that we won't cross these days. There are no lines. Just look at Kathy Griffin's stunt. She says, I moved the line and then I crossed it. Apparently there is no line. You know, it's just ridiculous what's happening in this country. No sense, no virtue, morality, and religion, as the founders said. So speaking of Sean Hannity, think about this. Sean Hannity, one of the biggest hosts on Fox News, nationally syndicated radio host, been around for many, many years. He retweeted Kim.com 3 days ago. His tweet, must read, the Russia story is the biggest propaganda con in U.S. history, and Americans are increasingly believing it without any evidence. There was a story I saw yesterday about how folks apparently believe that Russia influenced votes. It's just ridiculous. So it's a link, Kim.com linked to a Zero Hedge article that was republished by Tyler Durden, and it was written by David Swanson over at the Strategic Culture Foundation, but it's titled Believing the Russian Hacking Claim. And it's interesting. This is how we should be thinking in America. Get your head screwed on straight. Government lies are common when seducing a population to support a war, but the Russian hacking, quote unquote, claims are unusual in that U.S. officials supply no evidence, while the fact, quote unquote, is just assumed. That's a logical fallacy, by the way, an informal fallacy. And there are a number of subsequent fallacies that follow behind it. When the U.S. public was told that Spain had blown up the Maine, or Vietnam had returned fire, or Iraq had stockpiled weapons, or Libya was planning a massacre, the claims were straightforward and disprovable. But, you know, like all bad guys, they learn from their mistakes when you point them out, which is why I say pruning evil only results in a more virulent and prolific strain of evil. Continuing, before people began referring to the Gulf of Tonkin incident, somebody had to lie that it had happened. And there had to be an understanding of what had supposedly happened. No investigation into whether anything had happened could have taken as its starting point the certainty that a Vietnamese attack or attacks had happened. And no investigation into whether a Vietnamese attack had happened could have focused its efforts on unrelated matters, such as whether anyone in Vietnam had ever done business with any relatives or colleagues of Robert McNamara. All of this is otherwise, with the idea that the Russian government determined the outcome of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. I'm still real curious to know, how is it possible to hack the Electoral College? Someone, please, somewhere, explain that to me. U.S. corporate media reports often claim that Russia did decide the election or tried to do that or wanted to try to do that, but they also often admit to not knowing whether any such thing is the case. And we've heard in congressional testimony there's no evidence of a single vote being changed. Meanwhile, we don't hear about the interstate cross-check system and the variety of other ways, speaking of Robert Creamer, that votes are rigged and elections are hijacked. There is no established account, with or without evidence, to support it of exactly what Russia supposedly did. And yet there are countless articles casually referring as if to establish fact to the Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election. It's a great article. I suggest you read it. Speaking of great articles, there's I mentioned this before. That was kind of the point in the first hour. There are a number of great articles up on Republic Broadcasting. Speaking of Mario Savio, and we'll play that clip later on in this hour, but one of the articles up today, the left's latest sin, cultural appropriation. That's a talking point. Talking about Tucker Carlson has mentioned it on his campus craziness segments, but cultural appropriation, which is really cultural Marxism and, you know, the old fascist sort of shutting down of anyone's free speech. Again, Martin Niemöller's words come to mind. Another great story posted today, John Podesta in a frenzy converting $40 billion Clinton Foundation assets into gold, diamonds, and artwork. That's an interesting read. Freedom's Phoenix. Another interesting article, This Is Why Seth Rich Was Killed and What He Provided to WikiLeaks. That's an interesting pass-through. Another one related, DNC lawsuit exposes corruption, data breaches, raises questions about death of Sean Lucas. Like I said, that's from William Craddock over at Disobedient Media. Jared Beck and Elizabeth Beck, law firm Beck and Lee, their class action lawsuit against the DNC. And this also, by the way, brings in to focus or view, I would say focus, Barrington J. Wisenet Jr.'s death last week. He was a federal prosecutor who died mysteriously, just was washing up on the shore of Hollywood, Florida Beach. Very successful, 37-year-old federal prosecutor, married, 3 kids. So where are the social justice warriors calling for an investigation into Barrington J. Wisenet's death? I mentioned, I'll say this one last thing, because this is always the case. We don't know, Sean Lucas, that's suspicious. I won't even get into that. Seth Rich, Barrington, Wisenant, there are all kinds of people turning up dead. Like I said, it's like it's right out in plain view. I mentioned Sheila Abdus-Salam. The police suggest, maybe she was suicidal. They closed the investigation. Case closed, likely a suicide. Wait a second, likely? That doesn't sound like case closed to me. April 12th, she dies, I would say under mysterious circumstances, found floating in the Hudson River. And on May 3rd, they announce case closed, likely a suicide. Based on what? But wait, it gets worse. Go to the Wikipedia entry, and today this is still there. Maybe it'll get sanitized. Who knows? But under the section titled Death on the Sheila Abdus-Salam Wikipedia entry, under the section titled Death, you'll find these words, among others. So she was found dead around 1:45 p.m. on April 12th. Her fully clothed body was found floating in the Hudson River hours after she was reported missing from her home in Harlem. Police told reporters, listen to this, police told reporters that there were no signs of trauma or obvious injury on her body that might indicate foul play. Remember that. Police told reporters that there were no signs of trauma or obvious injury on her body that might indicate foul play. Continuing, police stated on April 13th that it appeared she committed suicide, had been struggling with depression, even though her family says no. On April 18th, the police told report, and this is Wikipedia. Think about this. Listen to this. On April 18th, this is what I mean by the corruption is just wide open out in public view, out in open daylight. On April 18th, the police told reporters that there were no signs of homicide or suicide. Again, that is reiterated. So you have that point reiterated. Police told reporters on April 18th, that's again reiterating, that there were no signs of homicide or suicide, and her death was now considered suspicious. Why would you consider it suspicious if there were no signs of suicide or homicide? Well, then what would it be? How do you just die if it's not homicide or suicide? You just die and fall into the Hudson River? Does that happen? Especially for someone of her prominence? I don't think people like Sheila Abdus-Salam just fall into the Hudson River and die of natural causes. Her death was now considered suspicious due to the lack of witness and lack of a suicide note. On April 21st, police said they had recovered video from the night of April 11th that showed Abdus Salam dressed in the same clothes she was found dead, walking on the river Riverbank State Park along the Hudson River for hours. An autopsy, while reaching no conclusion, remember I talked about that, about the cause of Abdus Salam's death. Isn't that what an autopsy is intended to do? Now, but see, listen, remember, police told reporter there were no signs of trauma or obvious injury on her body that might indicate foul play. That was reiterated on the 18th of April. Police told reporters that there were no signs of homicide or suicide. But listen to this, again, from Wikipedia. An autopsy, while reaching no conclusion about the cause of Abdus Salam's death, found bruises on her neck and water in her lungs. What's the first thing you think of? Besides foul play. And police said that indicated she probably had been alive when she went into the river. Do you think? They suggested, police suggested, that one possible explanation for the bruises, perhaps she had been choked before going into the river, maybe days earlier. Sure, because that happens to an associate judge on the New York Court of Appeals. What? That was one possible. Another possible explanation, and again, this is from Wikipedia, offered was that the bruises were caused when her body was recovered and brought to the shore, except your body doesn't bruise after you're dead because there's no circulation of blood. And by the way, who drags a body out of the water by the neck? What? Bruises on her neck? That's not signs of foul play, bruises on the neck? I mean, come on. Obviously, it seems fairly obvious she was murdered, and the police say, nope, nothing to see here. Bruises on her neck, but, you know, no signs of homicide or suicide anyway. The Sean Lucas, the Seth Rich, the Barrington Wisenant, all the other folks on the periphery, we'll talk more about that. For now, let's go to the phones and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome. You still there, Renee?
Forever. Hello?
Hey, sorry for the wait.
Oh. Yeah, everything's a lie. You know, the historical narrative we've been fed for so long is just does not pass the logic and reason test. One point I want to make is the robot issue. It's like, where do we draw the line? Are we going to give up our lawnmowers and leaf blowers and dishwashers and washing machines because we might have idle hands? You see what I mean? So, because those are essentially kind of like, you know, less sophisticated robots. And I'm just trying to put different perspectives,
sure,
okay?
Sure.
And not everybody
Absolutely.
Uses their idle time for the devil's work. Some people play mm-hmm. with their children or read a book. And you know, so the thing is, that whole thing about the idle hands, I think it was the more powerful people who like to exploit those lower in the pecking order, who they like to use them as slave labor or cheap labor so they could have more idle time, but they didn't want the people working for them to have any idle time, you see? Because this is what doesn't pass the smell test. The whole thing with that whole Statue of Liberty and stuff. Okay, but you come to this country, okay, and you kill off the natives. Thank God for the plague, you killed them off. Shoot all their buffalo and let them rot in the fields to destroy their food supply. Then, out of the goodness of your heart, because you're so wonderful, the Masons send over, go give us your tired and your poor. But let us check their teeth and their hooves first before they come in at Ellis Island. And then the thing is, you know, there's an old saying, the person who needs the deal the worst loses. Well, when you get off the boat with nothing, you're not in a good negotiating position, okay? So the thing is, this entire country has been built on those with more power exploiting those with less power to either steal their labor or get it for cheap, okay? And it's still going on today. We complain about the Mexicans, but we want our strawberries for cheap, and they're the only ones who will pick them. So the thing is, so much of the narrative of our country, if you apply a little, think it a little bit through, and apply a little bit of logic and reason, you have to come to the realization that many of those on the Eastern establishment who had the head start and had more wealth, they also, there's a saying, might makes right. Well, it also writes the history, and it writes it biased and in its favor to make itself look good. So the thing is, what I'm saying, because it doesn't pass the smell test for me, for you to kill off the people that were here, and then, because you're so wonderful,
right.
You
defending
bring
the
in these people to labor for
what?
You because you're so sweet. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that not pass the smell test?
I agree. Yeah, like I said, defending the homeland since 1492. What? Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the problem. It's that what you're talking about might makes right. That's kratocracy. I've talked about that. People keep mentioning kakistocracy, and I say which one, with the H or without. But kratocracy is what you're talking about. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast. Quick correction. I mentioned the burger, the lab, Frankenburger. I got to play a clip of Gene Wilder as Dr. Frankenstein. But the lab burger that, you know, costs almost $300,000 down to whatever, $87,000. The correction, apparently $12 for the burger, 13 with cheese, 5 years, and $180 million in funding. That's one. That's not the one I'm thinking of, but that's one. So That's one. And there was a study done by Mary Story and Simone French that was published back in February of 2004, the title Food Advertising and Marketing Directed at Children and Adolescents in the U.S., which I'm kind of reminded of when these things come up. And it was very influential. In fact, the NCBI, the National Center for Biotechnology Information, republished it in February of 2004. So read it. Food Advertising and Marketing Directed at Children and Adolescents in the U.S. Speaking of the kind of the confluence of technocracy and the media being used to manipulate people in Bernaysian fashion. Anyway, go ahead, Renee.
Well, like I said, just trying to look at things a different way, because I know I was brainwashed about everything. So, yeah, I'm questioning everything, particularly the narrative that I was spoon-fed about everything and figuring out who was in power, who had the power to write the narrative. Mm-hmm. How did they benefit making themselves look wonderful? Right. You know, how did they benefit from that narrative? Okay, the thing is, and the powerful, because their numbers are smaller, they always mm-hmm. have to fool those, because the numbers of the masses are larger. They've got to somehow fool you so you don't turn on them. And
it's interesting. I would say, you know, cradocracy, according to Montague, is a government by those who are strong enough to seize power through force or cunning. I would say predominantly cunning. And what's interesting, though, is that I think it's more the weak and stupid who are in charge these days, and they've conscripted the powerful through cunning and through manipulation, intrigue, and deception.
Oh, I think the powerful don't show their faces. The one, you know, well, God, Exhibit A is in the White House right now. You know, the thing is, they want to be able to have the freedom to walk around and not feel threatened and everything and have some sort of privacy. I think the ones who are really pulling the strings are behind the scenes, and most of us don't even know who they are. And
sure.
Because, you know, they put other people up front in exchange for mm-hmm. money to have to suffer through the disadvantage of maybe getting shot. Okay, if you
right.
don't know who they are, you can't shoot them. And,
right.
and so
you're self-targeting when you go after those folks. By the way, they see you coming because you shot the figurehead.
That's true too,
right?
You see? Yeah, that's a good point. And
mm-hmm.
so you know, but a lot of the people who love to brag about setting up this country and creating Western civilization do not step up to the plate and own it, that their group is also responsible mostly for the mess. And that's why we can't get anywhere, because of their bias and their failure. If I say it's part of your group, it does not mean I'm saying you. But they have this tribalistic bias that prevents us from getting anywhere.
Yep. Yeah, we need to put on our critical thinking caps and our thinking caps, really. The teachers used to just call them thinking caps. Maybe we should go back to that. Maybe we should leave our thinking caps on. What a concept. Anyway, appreciate your call, Renee. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. You keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.